want you all to give it up and show some honor for our senior pastor and Mandy. They do such an incredible job of just leading this house with vision. And we're just so thankful for them and them being a part of our lives and this ministry and everything that God is doing across Three Trees Church. And if I've had not a chance to meet you this morning, if I haven't had a chance to meet you, my name is Jason Hood. I get the privilege of serving as our location pastor here at Three Trees Campbellsville. So honored that I get to do so. Very thankful that I get to do so. And just very thankful that I get to hang out with you guys this morning and share a word with you. And so before we dive in, I just need to know something. How many of you enjoyed Thanksgiving? Did you enjoy Thanksgiving? I guess if you didn't clap, you probably have a crazy family. And if there is nobody crazy in your family, it may just be you. You may be the crazy one. But no, I mean, Thanksgiving is great. We're so thankful that we get to celebrate with our families and our friends. And I don't know, but do any of you, maybe you're like me, do you just feel like just regret and shame this morning for everything that you ate and the gluttony? And it's okay, we're in the house of God. We can repent right now. It's okay. We can confess our sins to one another. We can be healed in Jesus' name. And I asked one guy this morning, I was like, do you feel guilty for everything? He's like, nope, I'll do it all over again. So yeah, we meet, we eat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So this morning, we just want to share with you a word that we like to call thanks living. And we just want to encourage you guys to have a heart, to live a life that's not just Thanksgiving, not just a holiday, not just a moment, but to have an attitude and spirit of thanks living. And so before we dive into this, we need to make this moment Three Trees official. And I want you to help me to welcome everybody at Church Online. Church Online, we love you. We're glad you're with us. We believe you're in the right place at the right time. So go ahead and throw that in the comment section, right place, right time. And for all of you, I need you to look at your neighbor and let them know this morning you're in the right place at the right time. Now look at somebody else and tell them you're in the right place at the right time. Got to make sure we believe that this morning and we declare it. So I want to pray just one more time and just welcome the Holy Spirit into this moment. Father, we just thank you so much for your presence. Thank you that we get to come into this atmosphere to worship you, to praise you, to magnify you. And so, Father, I pray this morning that even through preaching, God, that there would just be a special impartation, Jesus. God, what you have done in me and through me, God, that it would just be the word would be the lifter of our head this morning. And God, that after this moment, God, we will be more like you and we will leave this place differently than we came, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen and amen. So I'm going to share with you just a quick moment of my life, just to be honest, open, transparent, and real with you. It was towards the fall of 2019. Summer was coming to an end, going into the fall season, and I just hit a really tough place in my life spiritually. I went through a season of probably depression like I had never experienced before in my life. And there may have been some people close to me that could tell something was off, but there was probably many people that couldn't tell that anything was going on. And just went through a really difficult time. And I was just really hurting. Just with anything and everything the enemy could attack me with, he was attacking, and he was doing a good job. And I was down, I was discouraged. And we were riding down the road. I was with my wife. She was actually pregnant with Gentry, our third child at the time. And the baby kicked. And she looked over at me with excitement. She's like, oh, baby. She was like, she just kicked. I'm so excited. I can't wait. She's going to be here in just a month. She's like, are you so excited? I didn't say a word. And she was like, aren't you excited? And I just said, I'm not really excited about anything in life right now. And she was like, well, we're going on vacation next week. We're going to go to the beach. We're going to be with the family. She's like, are you excited about that? And I was like, I'm just not excited about anything right now. And she was like, babe, what's wrong? She's like, I've never seen you like this. Do you need to go talk to somebody? I was like, yeah. I was like, I need to talk to somebody, and I'm going to talk to somebody. And I'm just going to insert this for free right now, that when you make a decision to go talk to somebody, that is not a sign of weakness. That is a sign of wisdom. So if you're wrestling with something in your life, you need to go talk to somebody. Confess your sins to one another so that you may be healed. But I was just going through this really challenging season. And what I learned from that season of depression and being discouraged is that I needed to learn to choose joy. And instead of looking at everything that was wrong in my life, I needed to begin to thank God for everything that was right in my life. And that's what the enemy does. He wants us to look at everything that's wrong and stop looking at everything that's right. Because I believe that we have plenty to be thankful for in our life. Can I get a witness on a Sunday morning? And I sense as I do life with people, and I have many relationships and many meetings, as Ron and I meet with, I hear so many people that are just wrestling with discouragement, depression, anxiety. And I truly believe with all of my heart that sometimes we struggle with those things because we stop choosing joy, because we stop being thankful for what God has already done, and we forget to thank God for everything that He is going to do, because we serve a God that makes a way where there seems to be no way. He is a God of hope, and He is a God of future. And, you know, I believe that His goodness and His mercies, they're going to follow us all the days of our life. And so I just want to share with you this morning a word of how we can begin to move from just a holiday of Thanksgiving and step in to thanks living every single day of our life. And so I want to drop this anchor text on you this morning. It's Psalms 107, verse 22. It says, "Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing." Tell your neighbor to rejoice. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. You know, there may be greater sins than ungratefulness, but ungratefulness and unthankfulness is probably one of the ugliest. And I love what William Shakespeare said about this subject. He said, "I hate ingratitude more than lying, vainness, babbling, drunkenness, or any cant of vice whose strong corruption inhabits our frail blood." You know, interestingly, Paul even touches on ungratefulness. And in fact, in Scripture, he lists ungratefulness in the Scripture of the last times as one of the greatest sins in earth's darkest sins. But this is what he said in 2 Timothy 3:1-5. He said this, "But know this, in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents." Look at your kids right now. Look at them right now. "Disobedient to parents, unthankful." There it is. "Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, of having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away." Think about this. Unthankfulness is a sin. It's a sin. So knowing that, how can we know that we are truly thankful? I think it's very easy, being a Christian, having a relationship with Jesus, just to assume or just to think, "Oh, I'm a thankful or joyful person. Check, I got that down. I'm thankful, I'm joyful." But are we really thankful? Are we really joyful? How do we know? How can we tell that we're not falling into the trap of the sin of unthankfulness? I believe one of the ways that we can tell is by listening to what's coming out of our mouth. Jesus said in Matthew 12:34, it says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." I believe that Jesus is implying by default that true gratitude is never silent. True gratitude is never silent. In fact, Hebrews 13:16 says this, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." Man, I believe that if we are thankful, if you want to live a life of thanksgiving, then I believe if you're thankful, you need to say so. If you are thankful, you need to declare it. So I want you to practice right now. I want you to look at somebody, smile at them real big, and tell them, "I'm thankful." Now, if you fussed and fought with your wife on the way to church this morning and it was a crazy morning, I want you to look at your wife, look at your spouse, look at your husband, tell them, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. Come on, if you are thankful, say so. So as the holiday of Thanksgiving has come and gone, we want to make sure that we don't commit the sin of ungratefulness. And so there are three ways to turn from Thanksgiving into Thanksgiving. And we do that by offering sacrifices. You know, Scripture teaches us through the Old Testament that sacrifices of Thanksgiving were made, and they were through sacrifice of animals, fruit, and grain. But the New Testament teaches us that we are to offer spiritual sacrifices. 1 Peter 2:3 says it this way, "If so be it that you have tasted the Lord is gracious, to whom coming also unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up," what? "Spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." So the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it tells us that we are to offer spiritual sacrifices. And the first one, I believe, is the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. So you may ask, like, why all of the music? Why all of the instruments? Why all of the singing? Why all the musicians? Because it is a biblical command to praise and worship Jesus. It is not a suggestion. It is a biblical command. Why all of this? Because we are going to praise our Jesus. Hebrews 13:15 says this, "By him, Jesus, let us offer sacrifice of praise to God continually." Everybody say continually. In fact, I want us to read that verse together. Hebrews 13:15, begin. "By him, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." Did you know that God considers your praise more valuable than your money? That's good right there. Don't get quiet. God considers your praise more valuable than your money. The scripture teaches us this in Psalm 69:30-31. Says, "I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving." I will magnify him with thanksgiving. "This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bull." So God is saying the songs you sing are more pleasing to him than the money that you brought. So listen, catch this morning, that your praise is worth more than your money, but your praise is not a substitute for your money that you give and sow into the kingdom of God. And your praise is in vain if you are willing to sow and give into the kingdom of God with your money. But still, having given your money, your praise means more to God. As the Bible says, they please the Lord better than an ox or a bull. And those things were of value back in those days. So there is something special about our praise that we give unto God. So something more specific about the sacrifice of praise is it must be free will. It must be our free will to offer the sacrifice of praise to God. Psalms 119 verse 108 says this, "Except I beseech thee the free will." Everybody say free will. "Except I beseech thee the free will offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments." You know, so many people say, "Oh, I'm not going to worship. I'm not going to sing a song. I'm not going to lift my hands. I'm not going to praise." Well, why not? If Jesus is Lord, well, why not? If the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died for you, why would you not want to give God praise for that? You know, it may very well be a sin to come into an atmosphere of worship like this and not give praise unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I think that right now, maybe even in this moment of preaching, that we can begin to offer a sacrifice of praise. Come on, somebody, take a praise break on a Sunday morning and praise Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. If you're saved and you know it, give praise to Jesus. If you've got a roof over your head, give praise to Jesus. You may not be what you want to be, but thank God you're not who you used to be because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. His goodness, his mercies, they're going to follow you all the days of your life. My Bible tells me that everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Does anybody have a praise on a Sunday morning? Come on. Why not praise Jesus? Why not live a life of thanksgiving? And just a reminder, as Scripture shared with us, it is to be continual. Tell your neighbor, continual. Hebrews 13:15, again, by him, Jesus, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That's the way that you turn thanksgiving into thanksgiving, by praising Jesus. It's to be a way of life, not just a holiday, not just when you feel like it. It's to be a way of life. And our praise to God, when we enter into heaven, it should just be an overflow of the sacrifice of praise that we have given here on earth. Here's the second one for you. The sacrifice of prayer. Psalms 141 verse 2 says, let my prayer be set forth before thee as an incense, and the lifting up of my hand as the evening sacrifice. Prayer and the lifting of your hand is a sacrifice. Maybe that's why Paul encouraged us in 1 Timothy 2:8. In every place of worship, I want men to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, free from anger and controversy. Do you know that God enjoys hanging out with a thankful heart? I think sometimes the Holy Spirit and our Father in heaven is a lot like us. Do you enjoy being around thankful people? Do you enjoy being around joyful people? Nobody wants to be hanging out with somebody that ate dill pickle soup. Nobody wants to hang out with a Sour Patch Kid. Nobody wants to hang around somebody that's always negative. We want to be around positive, joyful, and thankful people. God enjoys hanging out with somebody with a thankful heart. So maybe in our times of prayer, maybe in the moments we communicate with God, maybe we can begin to list all the things that we have to be thankful for. I'm thankful for you this morning. I'm thankful for the body of Christ. I'm thankful that we have brothers and sisters that can be there for one another and can encourage one another. I'm thankful that Jesus is my Savior. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful that God is our provider. I'm thankful this morning. Maybe in your times of prayer, you can list all the things that you are thankful for to God. If you're with us at church online, I encourage you right now in the comment section, just begin to list some things that you are thankful for, what God has done for you. You know, I believe that when we list all of these things that we are thankful for, that we are just going through the gates of his presence. You enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Maybe we should say it the way Pastor Eric recently said during an online Bible study. He said, before you say please, maybe we should say thank you. Say thank you. You know, I noticed from that season of my life, when I learned to begin to choose joy, when I learned to begin to choose thanksgiving, instead of focusing and worrying about the discouragement and the anxiety of what could have, should have, and would have, oh, come on, somebody, we're like that. What would have, should have, could have, I should have done this, I could have done that, I would be doing this. I chose to be thankful. And now in many times in my life, instead of driving down the road, instead of worrying about the would have, could have, and the should have, and letting the enemy fill my mind with regret, sometimes I just choose to look out at God's creation. Just look at the sky. Look at the fields. Look at the trees. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Taking moments and leaning in to family and just looking how God has blessed us with relationships, looking at my wife, looking at my kids, and just watching them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I had a moment over there with God just a moment ago. I looked out at all of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everything may not be perfect in life right now. You may be going through some difficult times. But thank Jesus, you're in the house of God this morning. Thank God you're in His presence this morning. You can be sure of this, that there is no greater prayer that you can pray than thanking God for what He done by sending His Son to the cross of Calvary. And by thanking Jesus for His sacrifice, laying down His life, because His salvation is available through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He gave Himself for you. Now you can give yourself to Him. And that leads us into our final point of how to exemplify thanksgiving in our life. The last sacrifice is you. The last sacrifice is you. Paul said it this way in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present, tell your neighbor, present, that you present your bodies a living what? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Have you given your body to the Lord? Have you just simply presented your body to Jesus Christ? What's the reason for this? Jesus, He bled and died. He gave His life. He gave His all. He gave everything He had to give. He knew no sin, but He became our sin so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus gave His life, shed His blood. And if Jesus gave His life and He shed His blood and He took that for us, it's only reasonable that as He gave His body, that we give our body to Him. Maybe you've done that. Maybe you feel like you have given your body to the Lord. But you know what? Life gets difficult. Life gets tough. Life gets hard. Sometimes life seems like it's not fair. But we all tend to take things back that we have once given to the Lord. Have you given your body to the Lord? Sometimes our hearts get cold and covered up with a lack of love and a lack of obedience and devotion to Jesus Christ. Paul was saying in Romans 12, it was almost in a begging tone, trying to get it through to the people. He said it in Romans 12, I beseech you to present. I beseech you to present, to present, to present. It has to be voluntary. It has to be voluntary. And just like your praise is free will, so is your willingness to live a life of thanksgiving. As the worship team comes and they begin to play some music, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, I'm going to read it again. And I want us to catch what Paul is saying right here. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, everything that we are, wholly giving ourselves to Him, everything that we are, everything that we have, everything that we do, giving it all to the Lord. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You have to present yourself as a living sacrifice. No one can do it for you. You have to present yourself as a living sacrifice. Jesus gave everything. Gave His life, gave His body. Now we get to give our bodies in return. Give him your hands. Give him your feet. Give him all of you. Give him everything. Give him your all. Give him your best, because he gave his all and he gave his best for us. I'm reminded of a sculpture that was created by the famous artist Michelangelo. He created the sculpture of Jesus. But that sculpture had no hands and it had no feet. And it confused people because it looked mangled. And when Michelangelo was questioned about it, he said, "We are the hands. We are the feet. You are the hands, and you are the feet of Jesus Christ." You see, Jesus has chosen to allow you to be his hands and his feet, to be his body here in the earth. But you must first give your body to him with your own free will. Maybe you've heard of the Salvation Army. It was founded by maybe one of the greatest Christians who ever lived. His name was William Booth. And he was once asked this question: "General Booth, what has been the secret of your life? Why has God used you so?" William Booth, he looked down. He wiped a tear from his eye, thought for a moment, and then he said this: "God had all there was for me. There have been men with greater brains and greater opportunities than I. But from the day I had a vision of what God could do with poor old London, I made up my mind that God would have all there is of William Booth." I've made up my mind. God can have all of me. Make up your mind. God will have all there is of you. You. God will have all there is of you. And it starts. It can start right now with three sacrifices of a life that is transformed by thanksgiving: praise, prayer, and presentation. I want you to bow your heads and I want you to close your eyes right where you are. Maybe right now in your own way, you need to present your life fresh and anew to the Lord. Maybe you feel you've been living a life and maybe you thought you were joyful. Maybe you thought you were thankful. But maybe it's not been coming out of your mouth enough. Maybe you feel like the enemy has stolen the joy of your salvation. Maybe you feel like the enemy has stolen your thanksgiving. Maybe you feel the enemy has stolen your sacrifice of praise, your prayer, and the presentation of your body. If any of those speak to you, I want you to present your life right now to Jesus and experience a fresh start in him. I just want you to go ahead and put your hand in the air. Just put your hand in the air as a sacrifice, because it is surrender that you need a fresh start in Jesus. And you want to live a life of thanksgiving. And you want to present yourself wholly unto Him. If you need that fresh start, if you want to get to that place again, just lift your hand right now. Surrender. Give yourself wholly unto Him. It's the presentation of your body, the presentation of your life to Him for all He has done for you. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you this morning. Father, we thank you so much for your presence. God, we thank you for the promises of your word. And God, this morning, we are here to thank you. We are here to praise you. And God, for every hand that was lifted, and even the ones that are just talking to you right now within their own heart, God, I speak a fresh start. God, I speak a new life. God, I speak that old things pass away and everything new happens again in their life. You're making all things new. And God, I pray, God, that they will experience right now a fresh start in you. And that they would have a sacrifice of praise. They would have a sacrifice of prayer. And that they would have a sacrifice of presentation of giving themselves all to you, Jesus. So God, right now, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your forgiveness. And we thank you for the chance that we get to begin again. And God, we thank you for the power of your word being the lifter of our head. God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty, holy name. This church said, amen.